On page Reish Chaf Aleph in Das Midasecha, and we're heading towards the end of this Hebrew of this sefer. But if there are some chever who have not been part of this limud, it's okay because we could still try to understand this sugya that we're in right now, which is the sugya of remembering zikaron, shikha, forgetting, tznius. All of these are connected to the yisod of Ofer that this entire sefer is about. And we're on page Reish Chaf Aleph. We were learning how the koach of Hester, of concealment, of darkness, is part of life. That's how Hashem made the world. That's how the Torah was given. Moshe Rabbeinu had to ascend into the darkness. And that's how life was given to us. Life is filled with confusion, mystery, and darkness. The shaila is, what does a person do with that darkness in life, with that hester, with that choshech of life? It could be a cause of unbelievable loss of memory, of a terrible, terrible loss of memory of who I am, of what my tachlis is in life, just to lose your memory. You could forget what you just davened 5 minutes ago, the baruch that you made a minute ago. You could forget. Just forget. It's a world of hester and forgetting. Shikha. On the other hand, that hester, that darkness, could be used davke as a way to be misdabik b'Hashem and to remember Hashem. Because after all, Hashem is yoshev b'seser elyon. And that's what we were talking about last week. Hashem dwells in mystery and darkness. And to the extent that a person enters into that place of Yeshu B'Seser Elyon, he'll be able to mizdabek more and more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what does that mean? How do I go into that darkness with Hashem, as opposed to slipping into the darkness of forgetfulness? How do I go into the darkness with Hashem, who dwells on high? Yoshe B'Seser, Hashem dwells in darkness, in concealment. How do I make good use of this darkness? So what Rav Schwartz is explaining is the midah of tznius. Of tznius. And we began last week at the Yerushalmi. It says that a person who works hard at learning when he's in shul, in a holy place, bitzina, in the way that's tzanua, he's entering into that place of Yoshe B'Seser Elyon, and he'll remember his learning. It's much easier for him to remember his learning. So we see that there's a very deep connection between tznius. I'm not talking here about covering the elbows and stuff and the knees. That's very, very important, but that's the last stop. We're talking about a deeper sense of what tznius means, to be an ish tzanua. That we see that since Ein Shikcha Lefnei Kisei Kevedecha, that when you're in Hashem's place, you remember, you don't forget. The key is, how do you get into Hashem? So what we're learning now is that one of the most effective ways of getting into Hashem's hidden place, that Mistarim that we were talking about last week from the Gemara in Chagiga, the Mistarim Tivka Nafshi, one of the ways to get into that hidden place, one of the ways, because all of the Midas are Chesed and Gvur Tiferes, each of course of the Midas is a way to get in. Being like Hashem is how you get into Hashem's hidden place. Being more godlike is how you enter into that domain of godliness. Mahu Afata. But there's a Midah of Tznius. There's a Midah of Tznius, and how one conducts himself, how one learns Torah, how one is when it comes to even his hygiene and his life of intimacy and so on. And that makes a huge difference of where your place is in the world. So on page Reish Chaf Aleph, Koach Shel Hester Kaim B'Olam U'Chala Kol Olam, this is where we were up to. Two-thirds down the page on Reish Chaf Aleph, Koach Shel Hester Kaim B'Olam U'Chala Kol Olam. the Koch of Hester is part of life, this concealment and darkness. Man's choice is how to relate to this darkness, to this mystery. If you're learning and your way of life is more out there, is more b'fahesya, not tsanua, so then you are connected more to that concealment, to that darkness that causes forgetfulness. Because then you're more in the public domain, the Rishus Rabim. The public domain is a place of forgetfulness. The private domain is Hashem's domain. Hashem is Hayu Hayu V'yiya. Hashem always is. Therefore, there's no forgetting by Hashem. Ein Shekha. Lefnei Kisek V'decha. And if one's life is led more in a way that is Sanua, in the private domain, the Rishus Yachid, then he's able to connect to that reality of Ein Shekhel of Nekisek with Hashem's memory. Avakashu lemid bitzinu lokech as koach ahesta megalbois at sinua. When the person is learning in a way of sneeze, again, I mentioned this list, but it doesn't mean that you can't learn in a Beis HaMedrash with a lot of people. We spoke about that. But even then, the person's way of learning is Sanua, what he's accomplished in his learning, where he's gone with his learning, how much he knows. There's certain people that the second you're with them, and especially if there are other people who are present, they want to talk something and learning to each other like this and like that. And it's a certain Indian that is not always L'shem Shemaim. Talking and learning is a wonderful thing, but talking and learning as means of promoting yourself, or whether it's in person or it's online, is the opposite of being tzanur. It's the opposite of being tzanur. Especially if you're talking and learning, and there are people who are standing around who didn't just learn that Indian that you learned that you're talking in to promote your wisdom, and there are people who don't have no idea what you're talking about. That's just makes things awkward and uncomfortable, and it's a way of promoting yourself. So there are all different ways of being tzanur with one's learning, with one's avodas Hashem to be tzanur. This is a very big yisod in Pshischa and Kotzke, by many of the tzaddikim, about the Balamusa, the Balimusa to be tzanua, the Alta from Kelm, the Alta from Slobodka, that a person should be tzanua in everything, when Yiddishkeit. Tzadkach l'zoich l'zchirat minis. And the more tzanua, the more hidden that a person is, the more concealed a person is, the more he's tapping into that memory of the one who doesn't forget, of Hashem. The more he's connecting to that, Yoshua b'seisar elyon. Ze gufa ha-tikun shel ha-choshech ha-tzina. That is the tikun of darkness, tzina. Tzina doesn't mean that you're turning on the lights. Tzina means that you're climbing into the darkness, but in a healthy and positive way. Which is, this is something that we've all learned, we're learning in the Kesef Shem Tov, a lot of the Torahs of the Baal Shema, and this Nakuda, it's not a matter of changing reality. There are a lot of things in reality I can't change. Most things I can't change. The world is run by Hashem. I can't change the world. The only thing I can change is my way of relating to the world. So there's darkness. My only choice is, can I make more light? Can I turn on the lights? Sometimes. Can I shed light on a certain thing in life? Sometimes. But one is not really usually in control of these things. But being tzanua means using choshech in a way that's holy. Now we're going to talk about using forgetfulness, using a loss of memory also in a way that's holy, in a way of Kedusha. It's also a midah. The midah of Shechira is a midah of Shekha. We'll talk about it in a few minutes. Ze guf ha-tikun shel ha-choshech. The tikun of darkness is tzina. So I'm not doing away with the darkness, but I use the darkness as a way of living a life that's tzanua, sort of hiding myself in the darkness with Hashem. Huskru betchila saperek divrei gemar bebrachas. We learned at the beginning of the parak, gemar bebrachas, ezu tzanua zanifna belayla b'makum shanifna b'yayin. during the day when a person, in the old days, in the ancient days, they didn't have bathrooms, regular bathrooms. So in those days of the Gemara, a person during the day obviously had to be very, very tzanui. He had to be very careful when he was going to the bathroom. So he had to go. We saw he had to go. He had to go with another place to be. Where he went to the bathroom had to be someplace which is very hidden. So the Gemara says, you know what a tzanu is? That even at night when it's dark, he still goes in such a way, you know, he still locks the door. He used more of a modern picture of what this means. Even during the night when nobody sees, he still locks the door and goes inside and so on. Even at night. Ezu Sanua Za Nifna Balaila Bamokam Shanifna Biyom. Meaning that he uses the night, he's sanua in the night as well, even though there's darkness, but he doesn't fight against that darkness. He's sanua in the dark, and he uses the darkness as a time to be even more tzanua. So this person, Gemara is describing a person who always is using this mida of choshech and laila, the mida of darkness, of concealment. He's always using it in a way that's positive and healthy, in a way that's sanua. That's what sneas mean. Using darkness in a holy way is being sanua. Again, it's not anything to do with being in a dark room. It means covering even parts of your body. Going to the last stop that we were talking about, it means covering up things that belong in your mouth, not outside of your mouth. That's also keeping something in darkness. I don't have to say everything that's on my mind. I don't have to say everything that I'm thinking about. I don't have to put all my thoughts out on, post them online or in a chat or in a FaceTime or whatever, that the whole world has to know what's on my mind, what's going on in my life. I've chosen to have more darkness. I close the blinds, I close the shades, and I live, my thoughts are inside, closed. I don't open up for the whole world, my thoughts and my feelings. So that's a person who uses the midah of choshech, of concealment, of darkness, in a way to serve Hashem in sneis. Again, everything here is talking about healthy and so on. But he uses this in a healthy way to be somebody who's sanua. Things that go on in your own life, in your own family, or we're not meant to be public knowledge. Maybe a grandparents, a brother, a sister, but are not meant to be public knowledge. So why is it that there are now 4,322 people that are watching your kids' bas mitzvah or something like that? It's all the hepech of this midah of choshech of tznius. Again, much of this has to do with not with halacha, much of it has to do with the sensitivity and common sense. Common sense. That's a rare commodity these days. Lokeach es koch alayla, o mahapach es alitznius. To use the koch of night, of darkness and concealment, to beat sanua. The bottom of page Reish Chafal. It's not just a matter of covering one's nakedness. Of course, going to the bathroom in a way that's very, very, that's very private and that's very hidden. That's the olive base of being tzanua. Someone told me, but he must be more than 5 years ago, could be 10 years ago, that there are people that wanted to do away in college dormitories, that there shouldn't be separate bathrooms for guys and girls. I don't know how widespread this opinion is. I don't know. But such a musag of cutting away at that opinion of concealment and of tzniyos is something which, before Mashiach, is a huge nisayin. Biyom olav l'estater gedel l'fnimin geder. Obviously, when a person is taking care of his needs during the day, in that ancient setting of how things were back then, it has to be behind a fence and another fence. He shouldn't be seen. Moral of Nimman Mara, next page, a cave within a cave, like we see by Shaul HaMelech, that he was so tanua, that when he went to relieve himself, he went to Mara, a cave in a cave. Balaila at night. Halaila Yotzele Hester, at night. The night itself is dark and creates a concealment. But this person, even at night, he goes into a locked room and he's careful, even at night. And such a person like this, who's not only, it's not just a matter of getting, of being seen by somebody. It's a person who has acquired this midat tznius, like I was talking about last night in the Pirkei Avos shiur, that some of you were there. This inyan of Ezu Chacham, Ezu Chacham, Ezu Asher, Ezu Gibra, Ezu Asher, Ezu Mechubud. There's a midah of simcha that doesn't depend upon other people. A midah of chachma that doesn't depend upon other people. It's something that I have completely taken within myself and identify with this midah of tznius. Therefore, even at night, when nobody will see the person, he's tzanua. And we have halachas and shulchan aruch that says that even when you're getting undressed in your room by yourself, these were the ones that when we were in yeshiva, we were like young, we went crazy making fun. You know, like why the Rebbe told us these things, you know. But the Rebbe just was old fashioned. He told us, you know, that how you have to get dressed in the morning. I look, what? Who's there? Why? God doesn't know what I look like? Seriously, I have to get dressed like under the blanket or something. The Baruch Shalom made me. There's no one here. There's a midah pnimis of tznius. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's what this Yushami is about. Even when it's dark and it's at night, he lives b'seiser elyon. This Jew lives in hiddenness, in concealment, in tznius. It's a merdeka thing, that midah. You could have a person that you could have, let's say, when it comes to women, where there's more of a expectation in halacha of being tzanua physically with their body covering. You could have a woman that she's dressed mamish, everything is 100% kedin. But the way that she talks is completely lo tzanua. She talks in a way that's not tzanua. She could be walking in a way that's not tzanua. Even though the clothing and everything is 100%, she's got black stockings, everything is, could be. My opinion about these unhealthy people in Yerushalayim, these women are walking around in burqas, you know, you've seen them, because if you've been in Yerushalayim the last few years and you go into the neighborhoods there, into Meir Sharim, Yaakov Shmuckler, somebody could tell Yaakov Shmuckler that it's okay, he's worried that we didn't get on because he was at him. So just let Yaakov Shmuckler know that, Shmuel, let Yaakov know that we're it's okay. So these women that are wearing themselves these burqas, which is a shigaon, but it seems to me that these are the women that are the most preachist. They're more preachist than a woman that's walking around in a pair of slacks. All they want is that everybody should be looking at this, at them, and wondering. Their face, who knows what's going on underneath this burqa. They might officially be walking inside a sack, like in darkness, but when you call attention to yourself, that's not tznua. It's not tznua. All the dinim that we have of not showing off, of not making yourself, not standing out and calling attention to yourself. And it's a certain chush that a Jew has. A feeling of being a person that's tzanua. Not everybody has to know your opinion. Not everybody has to know what's on your mind right now. There's a certain hanhaga of tznius that when you meet a person like that, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. And you know that kind of a person. It's a very, very beautiful and rare sight. Such a person is medabek is tatsam by misha amav ha'yahaylam. A person who lives in that chayshach of tznias is attaching himself to the one who lives in darkness, who dwells in darkness, whose yoshev b'seisu elyon, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzad kach u'zoichen, because of that, he's more attuned to Hashem. Since he's living in that world, he shares a place with Hashem. He shares an address with Hashem. So since he shares that place with Hashem, the Gemara says, he remembers his learning better. Because the more you are attached to Hashem, the more you are part of that reality of something that always is, not that didn't go away just because of the past, and it's always present. So you remember. Now, we're going to talk about Shikha Dikdusha. Just as there's a midah of darkness that's holy, tznias, there's a midah of forgetting that's also Dikdusha, which I mentioned it last week, which is very much Bekitzer. Noisif Oidna Kudlitzar Hashlamas Habenyan. Let me add one more point in order to be mashlam this binyan, to finish this sugya. On page Reish Chav Beis, Ad Aten is Bor Bekama Vekama Havchanes, Shash Shikhi Be'etzem Dorah Shlili V'Azchiri Dorah Chiyuvi. Until now we've spoken about forgetting Shikha as something negative, and remembering as something which is positive. Ava Ba'omik Yoyser, Reish Chav Beis, the middle. Ava Ba'omik Yoyser, Yeishna Havchanes Al Shikha Dikdusha. On a deeper level, every midah can be used in holiness. And just as darkness, hester, seser, is used in kedusha, tznias, and so on, so too, forgetting, shikha, has also a way in kedusha. As we learned from the beginning of the sefer, in all of creation, it's not absolute tov or absolute ra. Actually, everything is up for grabs. Of course, you have things that are forbidden. That's Isser, but we're talking about stam. Something is not forbidden. Klipas noiga. It's not forbidden. Then it's up to you whether you use it for Kedusha. How do you use darkness? Do you use it as a way to run away from Hashem? We talked about that last week. Do you use it as a way to run towards Hashem? How do you use darkness? How do you use concealment? Is that an opportunity for you to hide from Hashem? Or is that an opportunity for you to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So it's with Shikha too. It's the same thing with forgetting. How do you use Shikha? Kach b'shikha kayemes gam havchone chiyuvis shal shikha dikdusha. So too, there's a use of Shikha in a way of Kedusha, in a way of holiness. Yesh b'ze mahalach poshut, mahalach amoik yoyse. There's a simple mahalach and there's a deeper mahalach. Hamahalach haposhut hu ma'a shematzina b'medrash. It says in the medrash, l'tevosoy odem lomei Torah v'shocheach. The medrash says it's to a man's advantage that when it comes to learning Torah, that he forgets what he learns. It doesn't mean to forget everything, but it means that he struggles with it, that he forgets. Why? She'ilu haya odem lomei Torah v'lo yishokcha. If a person would remember everything that he learns, he would learn Torah for a couple of years. He would cover the entire gamut of Torah. Remember, they didn't have as many svarim as we have now. He would cover the entire gamut of learning in a couple of years. Then he would just go to work because he would be bored. Because he has everything completely, completely in front of him. He doesn't forget a thing. So what's the tachlis? Lo mashgiach ba la'olam kol yomav. Elam yitarech sh'odam lo meitarech. The Medrash says that since a person forgets, it's natural Hashem made this thing of forgetting. Lo meitarech v'shoikcha eino mazis, he doesn't move from his learning. In other words, he's constantly reviewing. Not just reviewing, he's excited to learn something, even if he learned it in the past. A week later, 2 weeks later, for some people, 10 minutes later, it's still fresh and it's still something which is No, because there's a level of forgetting. And even if you don't forget the whole inyan, but we forget pieces and parts. So there's always something more to learn again, to review, and even when it comes to other things in life, which we'll talk about in a second. Shikha, forgetting, is something which has a side of holiness. But this way, when it comes to learning, the person stays connected to Torah's whole life because he needs constant review and he needs to be refreshed and so on. So Rav Schwartz explains, so because a person forgets his learning, he always has to review. And because of Chazara, one becomes more connected and at a deeper level to learning. It's something which is every day you're working on, you're excited, you're not bored, you're always involved. So we see there's such a thing that shikha, that forgetfulness, can be a source of hisdabkus, of dveikus to Hashem, of dveikus to your learning, of dveikus to Yiddishkeit. Zui bechinas mimaka atzma misakin ritia. This is a type of using the injury, like when a person would, like the snake's poison can be used to cure a snake bite. So shikha is generally something which is poisonous, forgetting, lapse of memory, and so on. It's something which is like, it's bad, it's like a poison. But sometimes the poison can be used as a way to cure, as a way to help. Ashikha, he says, Ashikha hi kilkul. In general, loss of memory is something which is not good. It's a kilkul, it's a disadvantage. Ach hi garemes lo chazara. But in learning, it does promote more and more review and connection and excitement and so on. That's on a very basic and simple level. Before we go on to level B, the Omek, the deeper significance of positive forgetting, which is when we'll talk about Hashem kivyachol forgetting. So it would be kedai to take a look at Sichas Aran Chavav. And Sichas Aran from Rabbi Nachman, I mentioned it just in passing last week. I'll read to you just a sentence or two from Sichas Aran, from Rabbi Nachman Sichas Chavav 26. Rabbi Nachman said the following. Eitzel ha'olam, probably somebody here could just tap a button and send it to everybody in 10 seconds. I don't know how to do that, but if you have Sichas Aran Chavav, I don't even have the Sichas Aran here at home, it's in shul, so I just wrote this down from memory. So I might be wrong with a word or two, so you could correct me if you have the Sichas Aran available by your desk. You could take it out and look in Chavav and please correct me. So Rabbi Nachman taught the following. Eitzel ha'olam ha'shikcha hi chisaron gadol be'einehem. But the olam, in the veld, shikcha, forgetting, is a terrible chisaron in the eyes of the world. It's a terrible deficiency. It's a problem. Aval be'einai, Rabbi Nachman says, however, in my eyes, yesh ba'shikcha ma'ala gedola. Does anybody have the shikchas around in front of them? Okay, so again, correct me. I'm okay, Isaac. I'm okay so far. Okay, good. Should have you read it. So, Rabbi Nachman says, "Aval be'einai yesh ba'shikcha ma'ala gedola." Rabbi Nachman says, however, in my eyes, is a great advantage to shikcha. He says, "Ki im loy ha'isa shikcha." If there wouldn't be forgetfulness, one would not be able to do anything, to accomplish anything in his Avodas Hashem. Why? Why would he be stuck? Why wouldn't he be able to progress in his avodas Hashem? Why does he need to forget? Rabbi Nachman says, "Im hoya zoicha kol ma sha'over," because if a person would remember all that has happened in his life, all that he's done, and all the averus that he's done, kol ma sha'over, also the sins of his life, lo hoya evshalei lahara misatzma l'avodas Yisbarach, he wouldn't be able to get up like to serve Hashem. He'd be totally crushed by the things that he's been through in life, and by his own past, by his mistakes, by his affairs. Is okay? Did I miss something so far? I don't know. And I just thought the last second to put this down. So far, it's okay. Okay.
Rebbe, the text is in the chat.
I have a way of seeing that in front of me?
If you hit the chat button, it should open.
There's a chat button. I just see some friends over here. Let me see what I don't see anything that says chat.
Click the button that says more.
Oh, it says mute, stop video, share, participants, and more.
Yeah, click more. And then chat should pop up.
More? Okay. Chat. Is Yofi? Wow. Hey, it's amazing.
Okay. Thank you, Shlomo.
Okay. So let's see.
We've all been passing notes the whole time in the chat. Not really. Just kidding.
Okay. Mute yourself again. He says... So it says over here, right? And not only that, but he would be completely confused and mixed up by all the things that he's going through, even right, you know, in his life, like today. However, now because of this midah of shikha, of forgetting, Nishkach Mashaava. He's able to forget. He just forgets. It doesn't mean he doesn't remember Bechlal the Inyan, but that memory is not like stuck like in his brain. It's not sitting on his nose. Nishkach Mashaava. Ve'etzlo went away. Hold on a second. Now everybody's gone. What do I do here? Hold on a second. I gotta press back to. I lost everything. One second. Do you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Hear
I got to get back to the. All right. I guess I tapped that thing. Okay, forget it. I'll just say what I it's okay. I'll go with that, what I read over there. So it says, so because of shikha, the person is able to forget what has happened. Again, it doesn't mean that he doesn't know the Inyan, although sometimes we forget altogether. It means that the Inyan is not killing me. It's receded. It's receded. It's gone into the back. And over there, you'll see that Rabbi Nachman goes on to talk about how he calls shikha an eitzah. He calls it's an eitzah. Especially, he says, by davening. Because when it comes to davening, the nature of a person is that davka by davening, a person remembers all kinds of shtiyot. Davka by davening, a person remembers, Rabbi Nachum says over there, again, if I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Nachum says over there that you remember, you start thinking about masomat and your business, you start thinking about b'nei beistai, you know, your family, even if it's not bad things, you're thinking about work, what you have to do today at work. You're thinking about your kids. But you're remembering all kinds of things, something that's chala forever, something that already is in the past. And there, Ibn Achman also talks about the chavivus of Torah, that how Torah is so much more dear to us because we forget. And therefore, there's always a hischachus in learning. There's always something new. And even if you heard it earlier in your life, but you hear it again, it's mamish gevaldig. Because you weren't thinking of it. You don't remember it. It's something that you learned in a shia, whatever, last year, 10 years ago. You don't remember it. So let's go back into into the Sefer, the Das Midasecha. So that's the simple meaning of the blessings of a forgetful mind. But there are brachas, there's shikha d'kedusha. And what Rabbi Nachman is talking about is that sometimes when he calls it an Eitzah, he's saying it's not just a matter of, oh, I forgot. It means you need to sometimes use forgetting as a way to be able to move forward in your life. You have to activate this midah of shikha because you're stuck in something. You're stuck in something. The other day, I was saying something to my wife, but there was a concern that I had. And my wife said to me, you need to forget about this and move on. And we do. There are things that we have to use the eights of forgetting to be able to move on. And even when it comes to Averius, which we'll talk about also a little bit more now, it doesn't mean that a person doesn't do tshuva. What is it? It's a hefkevelt. You do whatever you want and you forget it. Chas v'chalila. But like the Tanya explains, that chatasi k'neged yisamid, that my sin is before me, it says in Pasuk, Tanya explains, it doesn't mean it's right in front of me. Like it's k'neged ahar means from a distance. It means that I don't remember it in my sin in such a way that it's sitting on top of me, that I can't budge. I have to remember my sins and do tshuva, but like it says, k'negdi doesn't mean mamish in front of my eyes. It means it could be from a distance. Enough forgotten that I'm able to continue on with my life. There are people who someone dies in their life and they can't forget at all. They can't move on. I've met people like that. You talk to them. They're not moving on with their lives. Hashem Yerachem. It's a terrible, terrible thing. Especially, God forbid, a person loses a child. I mean, you can't be mastic what that is. But it's a curse not to be able to forget anything. It's mamash a curse to remember everything. That's on a simple level. Then on the bottom of page Reish Chav Beis, the last line. No, before the last line. Avabaymik Yoyser. It says Avabaymik Yoyser. Four lines up. Five lines up. That's the yisod of offer. Everything returns to the earth, returns to the dirt. And so too, it's possible to return to one's learning, and the yisod of offer is something which is positive. But now on a deeper level, he says, on a deeper level, the place of memory is in the brain, in das. Kasher ha'adam oyle l'mayle mehadas. Now he's saying a very, very big yesod. So we've learned about in the past, but he spells it out very clearly. Kasher ha'adam oyle l'mayle mehadas. When a person ascends to a place that's higher than memory, l'mayle mehadas. Now, shikha, forgetting, we think about it as being below memory. There's remembering, and then there's the lower level. It gets more and more dim, and then you forget. It's lower. But there is a place of das. Das means the mind, it means intellect. There's a place of das that's higher than shikha, that's higher than remembering. Now, if somebody would say to you, what's higher on the scale of the intellect of the mind, remembering or forgetting? Everybody would say remembering. Of course, remembering is higher than forgetting. And then someone would ask you, okay, let me take this a little bit further. What's higher than remembering? Now, don't say pilpul. Don't say pilpul. In terms of memory, again, you ask somebody what's higher in the mind, remembering or forgetting? The answer, of course, is remembering is higher and forgetting is lower. And then you ask the person, now I want to ask you another question. What is higher in terms of memory? What is higher than remembering? That's already a tough question. The answer to that is forgetting. Because there's a type of forgetting that's lower than remembering. It's dumb. I don't remember where I put my keys. I don't remember my, you know, I don't remember the phone number, but whatever. There's a place of forgetting that's lower than remembering. But there's a place of forgetting that occupies a higher place in the mind than remembering. Let's see what that is. Really, Rabbi Nachman, of course, is touching upon this. To be able to forgive. Like they say even in English, to forgive and forget. It's an expression like that, to forgive and forget. I think it's safe to say that 99.9% of the population that's capable of forgiving, which itself is a very remarkable thing, they don't forget. Yes, I forgive you. But I'm not God. I can't forget. I remember. You have people that they're not talking to each other for 70 years. Now, that same person doesn't remember his wife's name. But he remembers that that Jew, ba'aveled him, did something bad to him 70 years ago. It's an interesting thing. And even if he's forgotten what exactly it was that that person did to him, when he sees that person, he knows he doesn't like him. And he knows that he hasn't forgiven him. And you ask, what did he do to you? I don't remember. It's a long time ago. But I can tell you this. He's no good. He's no good. But what did he do to you? I don't remember what he did to me. It's 70 years ago, but I know that this guy's bad. But if you don't remember, so forgive him. You don't even remember what he did to you. Forgive and forget. It's very hard. That mida of being able to forget averus, not your own averus, we forgive ourselves. But to forgive somebody else? But you saw by tzaddikim with such an inyan that was unbelievable, this midah by certain tzaddikim, famous for this midah, that yet people they mamished were set to destroy their lives and did terrible things to them. And they were able not only to forgive, but to forget. It's a midah elokis. On page Reshchav Gimel, Betzem lo muvan. Betzem we don't understand. Hare Nemar, it says, we say in the davening of Kippur. Ki zoche kol haneshkachas atu me'olam. Hashem remembers, and in Rosh Hashanah, ki zoche kol haneshkachas atu me'olam. Hashem, you remember all that's been forgotten. And as Hashem has perfect memory, perfect recall. Since Hashem has perfect recall, how does He forgive us for our sins? Now you have to understand, it's not the pshat that when you and I did an aveira 20 years ago, that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to look into the Sefer Zechronos to look up and to see over there Weinberger, oh yeah, I have a maaser from 20 years ago, and the Baruch Hu doesn't have to refresh his memory. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our aveira, remember He lives in the constant present. We don't know what that means, but Hashem sees it right now. Hashem zeichah kol haneshkachas. Hashem doesn't forget. It's not pshat. He has to recall. He has to remember. Remembering, recalling is to bring it back. Hashem doesn't have to bring it back. Like I told you a few weeks ago, that when they asked the Meshech Chachma, the Osamech, about the wondrous memory of the Rogatchover, who they were together in Dvinsk, right? The Meshech Chachma was the Rav of the Mesnagdim and the And the Rogatchover was the Rav of the Chassidim. So the Meshech Chachma said, that the Rosh Hashanah doesn't have a great memory. He doesn't forget anything. A memory is recalling, it's remembering. And if something is broken, so you have to redo it, recall, remember. It lost its membership, and now you remember it. What he's saying is that the Rosh Hashanah doesn't forget anything. He doesn't forget. It's not a matter of remembering. He says, I have an amazing memory. I have an amazing memory. The Rosh Hashanah doesn't forget anything. There's a young man right now in Eretz Yisrael that the Litz Tzaddikim are talking about. A young man. His name is Shlomi Yehuda. Shlomi Yehuda. Rav Busto, Zogzunzai, told me about him. I never met him. And he's called, they call him the Yanuka. That he absolutely knows, he knows Kol HaTorah Kula. A young man, he knows all of Torah. By heart, everything. He's already, somebody sent me that he's starting to give now a few talks. This Yanuka. He's a young man. He has a black beard, a young man. And he has complete recall. He never forgot, whatever it is. It's something strange. So how does Hashem forgive us? He doesn't forget, so how does he forgive? And it's not pshat that it's something happened a while back. By Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it's mamish right now. So how does Hashem forgive us for our sins? The Torah says, Shekasha yeshna aliyah lamaylim and haschira, shomhi hashikha dekdusha. There is a midah of forgetting that's higher than remembering. Again, there's lower case forgetting, and then there's higher case forgetting. We're not, of course, Hashem, but every one of Hashem's midas, we can, on some level, we can take into our lives. So Hashem has this ability to forget our sins. And Shom no tzatikun shekol abriya kula. In this exalted midah of forgetting what's wrong, forgetting the sins, and so on, is the tikkun of all of creation. Ad kama shechala zechira b'chal ma'isa sh'odam o'isa l'chayra lo'i titachin b'y tshuva. Like Rabbi Nachum is saying, if a person would remember in a clear way all the averis that he did, he wouldn't be able to do tshuva. Because the person would be overwhelmed. Imagine if the avera was in the present tense in front of your eyes. The avarice that you did, all the avarice you did in your life were being played out in front of you all the time on the screen. You wouldn't be able to do tshuva. You'd never be able to do tshuva because you wouldn't be able to walk away from your past. You wouldn't be able to walk away from it. Can you imagine what people who went through the Holocaust? How are they able to get up in the morning? How are they able to go on with their lives and lead amazing, productive lives? If they would remember everything. Now, if you ask them, you have people that have good memories. My father, Shalom, remembered everything. He remembered what happened in the war more than he remembered what happened in the morning of that day. He remembered what happened in the war. And even to the very end, he was telling me things from details of things that happened during the war. I don't know. How do you live with those memories? How are you able to live with those memories? So if those memories were alive in front of you all the time, there are survivors who just could not go on with their lives. There are people who couldn't go on with their lives. But there are others who, however they did it, by choice or the natural effects of time, forgot. So even though my father was able to remember the pratim, but he didn't see them in the present in such a way that he felt the pain to such a degree that he did when they were happening to him. Those things were happening to him. I don't know. I don't know. When I would ask my father, Daddy, how do you remember all these things? My father said, How do you forget such things? But if not for the ability to go to a place that's higher than memory, holy shikha, holy loss of memory, we wouldn't be able to forget another person's sins. We wouldn't be able to forgive. How many marriages there are where there are terrible, hurtful things that were said, especially in the first year of marriage, because they're not yet, you know, musudarim. There are terrible things that people say to each other in the first year of marriage. Terrible things. Sometimes the first year gets an extension. Terrible things that people say to each other. How many times I've spoken to the couples where they say this, where this one says it, all you were talking about was divorce. And then you see them like 20 years later, holding hands, walking like on the boardwalk someplace, and they love each other, so happy. And if you would say to them, hey, you're the couple that wanted a divorce. I have some chevre that I'm connected to that I will have a conversation during the week, and they absolutely are done with each other. They are not going to stay married any longer. They can't take it anymore. It doesn't make a difference. The kids, they're finished. Absolutely finished. I'm done. Rebbe, I'm done. I can't go on with this. And I spent an hour or two on the phone crexing and begging, give another chance. He says, no, I'm done. All the time he's saying, I should give another chance. I can't give it another chance. And sometimes I have these conversations Thursday night or Erev Shabbos. I'm telling you then, on Sunday already, they send me a picture of the two of them, like drawing, you know, hearts to each other. And sending. I'm not going to be the one to say, like, did you forget what happened on Friday? Friday was all about divorce. Friday was the D word, the Gimel word, get. That's all it was about, Friday. And now? It's like a honeymoon. The two of them are like on a honeymoon. We'll figure it out. They forgot. Sometimes when you're in a marriage and you made a decision that I must continue with this and I'm going to overcome this pain that I'm in, you force yourself to forget and you force yourself to forgive. Is it someplace there in the memory bank? Is it someplace in storage? Yeah, and by the next fight, it can come out again. But a person can do such a thing. It's a miraculous kayak that a person has. It's higher than remembering. It's higher than remembering. Hashem is Baruch, the Gemara says, and Baruch is. That Hashem is Baruch remembers everything, so then we're afraid. If you remember everything, what about the Chet Egel? Then you remember the Chet Egel. So Hashem says, Gamela Tishkach. No, I forgot the Chet Egel. But if you forgot the Chet Egel, it means that you have problems with your memory. That means you don't remember that you're supposed to bring this Mashiach, and you don't remember that you're supposed to take it. If you forgot the Egel, maybe you forgot Mashiach. So the Baruch Shalom says, no, I know Chilo Eshkachech. No, I don't forget that. I don't forget you. I love you. Selective memory, no? It's amazing. The Baruch Shalom revealed to us such a thing. I forgot the Chet Egel. Gedenknish. Gamel Tishkachna. But then maybe you forgot about us and how much you love us. No. I know Chilo Eshkachech. I can never forget you. I'm always thinking about you. Now, how this works and what this means, as Hashem will try to go into on a deeper level to understand, we'll see something else, maybe Nachman, maybe Mitzvah.